Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Lots to talk about on the show today. Yesterday was a lot of feedback on Raw and All In. And not saying that's not going to happen today, but we do have a lot of news to get into. There's always news in wrestling, and a lot of big shows coming up. Where to even begin? We got Hell in a Cell. We got the WWE Australian show. We got the Mixed Match Challenge. We have got the Mae Young Classic. We have got... I don't even know what else. We got the... Actually, you know what? We also have WOW! Women of Wrestling. Tessa Blanchard signed with Women of Wrestling, set for the promotion's first television tapings for Access TV next month. Women of Wrestling television tapings. Blanchard will challenge reigning champion Santana Garrett for the WOW World Championship at the tapings. Blanchard is also working as a trainer at WOW's Training Center in Southern California. The first set of WOW tapings for Access will take place at the Belasco Theater in Los Angeles October 10th and 11th. WOW will begin airing weekly on Access TV in January of 2019. Knowing the expectations of our WOW fans to see the best in women's pro wrestling, we are elated to sign Tessa Blanchard, said Jeannie Buss, the owner of Women of Wrestling, in a press release. Tessa enhances and elevates our athletic roster of talent beyond measure. We can hardly wait to showcase her skills in the series to broadcast on Mark Cuban's Access TV. Of course, she will be wrestling for WOW while also being part of Impact Wrestling, where she is the current Knockouts champion. Of course, she also worked the All In show this weekend. We have the attendance for All In. The official attendance was, in fact, more than 10,000. We have got some notes on the broadcast, the Fight TV Honor Club, and WGN America numbers. So much more. Joey Ryan is going to be joining us here today. So much to talk about. We're going to kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We got all sorts of stuff to get into here today. A very busy day. If you want to give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY is the Sports Byline. 1-800-878-7529. We've also got the studio line, 844-411-5411. You can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. Didn't mention in the opening segment, but I liked SmackDown a lot last night. Finally a show to turn around my depression after everything I watched on Monday and early Tuesday. The Raw from this year, the retro shows from 19 years ago. SmackDown I actually thought was pretty good. We've got more of a card for Hell in a Cell, which includes Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman, Hell in a Cell, AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe, Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss, Charlotte versus Becky in a, I guess it's a Hell in a Cell match. Maybe it's not. Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton is, Daniel Bryan, Brie Bella versus Miz and Maryse, and The New Day versus the winners of Cesaro and Sheamus versus Rusev and Aiden English. I can get into the full lineup for the Australia show later, since when I do the cards back-to-back, everybody gets completely confused. But I should add that we did get a note here from Bo, who says, the local promos here in Australia are advertising Shawn Michaels as the special guest referee for Undertaker versus Triple H at the Super Showdown next month. After all of these years, the secret plan finally will be paid off in Australia. And maybe they'll even shoot an angle to get Shawn Michaels back in the ring. We'll see. Mike, any thoughts on any of this?
Not really, no. Actually, was Shawn Michaels the guest referee? He was in the... Or was did he just come out at the
Yes,
the
original secret plan. Yeah, it was actually an eight-year build, everybody. I was not wrong. It was an eight-year build. You'll see more in Australia.
Daniel Bryan, who else are the rumors of Shawn Michaels coming back to face? And I'm sure those will be drummed up again. And with the amount of money they have to throw around, they have more than he mentioned it. He has turned down millions of dollars literally in the past. Who knows what the future may bring for him. But I'd continue to believe that what he said on Monday is going to be the case, which is he is going to stay retired no matter what. But him counting Triple H out and everybody walking out shoulder to shoulder again at the top of the stage, I could see that happening.
As far as Nira has a question, he basically wants to know, why is Brie Bella allowed to work on both Raw and SmackDown? How is her wrestling for both Raw and SmackDown? Nikki Bella also on SmackDown, she says. Are they free agents like Kane, Undertaker, or John Cena? Defies the brand split logic.
Just transcendent.
What better time to read this?
Huh.
The Kingdom of the Lion.
Ah.
The beasts of the field and forest had a lion as their king. He was neither wrathful, cruel, nor tyrannical, but just and gentle as a king could be. He made during his reign a royal proclamation for a general assembly of all the birds and beasts, and drew up conditions for a universal league in which the wolf and the lamb, the panther and the kid, the tiger and the stag, the dog and the hare should live together in perfect peace and amity. The hare said, "Oh, how I have longed to see this day in which the weak shall take their place with impunity by the side of the strong." I have no idea what that has to do with the Bellas. But that, everyone, is your daily fable.
Thank you. Good night.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, y'all. It's Ian from San Antonio.
What's up, Ian? What's going on?
So, hey, guys. How are you? Well, here's the deal. I called a couple of weeks ago, and I see, listen, I'm from Texas especially, so we definitely don't like to admit that we're wrong. But I've got to tell you, I got to call and tell you both that y'all were right, and I was absolutely wrong because a couple of weeks ago I called here talking about the Von Erichs, saying, I don't know where we're going to get wrestling like that again, people to care as much as they did. And maybe at a lot of times we won't, but I got to tell you something. And especially in America, maybe in Japan that kind of thing can happen, and in Mexico, but here I thought there's no way, you know, as much as I didn't want to believe that. And I watched All In on Saturday, and most of that show was, you know, American style, like different kind of weird stuff going on. I didn't like the Joey Ryan thing, whatever. But I watched that NWA, which, by the way, is my favorite promotion. I watched that NWA title match, and I could not believe it. To me, that was my, you know, I know people are going to disagree with this. Maybe some won't, but that was my favorite match of the entire show. You know, I mean, like, I just loved everything about it. I mean, it was everything that I like about wrestling. It was serious, and it felt like it was something that mattered. And you really wanted to see Cody Rhodes win and really, really wanted to see Nick Aldis lose. He got busted open, the kind of blood that I'm cool with. And
what kind of blood are you not cool with?
The entire match, and then even just to the finish, you know, like, was just perfect. I mean, the Brett Bulldog finish, I mean, that was just great also. I just loved everything about it, and I couldn't believe how, like, it. And I know some people said it didn't come across on television, but to me, on my phone watching it, it did seem exactly what y'all said. To me, the pop, whenever he won, seemed like it was the 1980s again, and Dusty Rhodes had beaten Ric Flair for the NWA championship. I couldn't believe. And even if you couldn't hear it, you could see the people in the crowd. They showed them, and they were going bonkers on
they
them.
Were. Ian, I hope you've learned a very valuable lesson not to doubt myself and Mike ever again. 11,263 people attended All In. You know their idea? If they had not sold out immediately, if they had moved, say, 4,000 tickets, and then they got up to 6,000, and then they got up to 8,000, and they were going to rely on the walk-up the day of the show. Their idea was to announce 9,999, and then cut to a video of Dave Meltzer entering the building for number 10,000.
Oh, God.
That's what they wanted to do. My idea was, I had a couple of ideas. Dave was not down for any of these ideas, by the way. Had the Battle Royal not been for a shot at Jay Lethal's title, my idea was they'd do the Battle Royal, it'd come down to the last two people, they'd both clothesline each other, they'd both tumble out of the ring, both getting eliminated at the same time, and then Big Dave walks the aisle, gets into the ring, drops his dollar bill, he's the winner of the Battle Royal. Or my other idea was they would just do the segment where they call Dave Meltzer into the ring to pay his $1 to Cody Rhodes. And Cody's in there. The Bucks are in there. Dave walks that aisle. He gets in the ring, and he reveals a roll of pennies. And he starts to undo the roll of pennies, and he accidentally just drops a bunch of them all over the mat. Fans chant, "You effed up," or whatever. And then he reaches down to pick them up, and the Bucks do the old double super kick. Dave throws the rest of the pennies up into the air. They cart him off, and the show goes on. I had so many ideas. None of them came to be.
He brings in four cups of noodles into the ring and hands it off that way. I guess it had to be actual cash money, right?
WGN, 196,000 viewers for the show. An excellent number for WGN. Impact last week drew 255. Their lowest total of the year was 168, which is well below what the WGN broadcast did. This, of course, was the over-budget Battle Royal and the Briscoes versus Kazarian and Scorpio Sky. Saturday, head-to-head, also the kickoff for the football season. A combined 10 million viewers opposite 0 hour, and they still did 196,000, so there you go. Yeah.
That was not in an enviable position to be in some ways, with it being, it wasn't really a travel day at that point on Saturday, usually on Labor Day weekend, but it's a, you're where you're going to be and doing other things usually besides like everyone getting around the TV to watch wrestling day, especially on the first day of the college football season. So they were going in with some disadvantages and not too bad.
Back in a moment with more feedback, and then Joey Ryan joins us in the final segment for a controversial interview, Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Let's go to Zach, who is in Winnipeg on the Sports Byline. Zach, what's going on?
What's up, guys? Hey, I got a question. Do you guys think the Kevin Owens thing is a payoff for like a surprise Cena television return to build up the Super Show in Australia?
It's a payoff for a surprise John Cena return?
Yeah, because they're doing a 3-on-3 in the Australia Super Show. So So maybe he'll come back to attack Kevin Owens to build up the Super Show.
I mean, they could always shoot that angle. I want to thank you very much for the call, but I think that Kevin Owens is back on TV because they just decided that, well, man, he's going to be on house shows. So we better bring him back. Which begs the question why they didn't think about that before they took him off TV.
When did that ever matter if they suspended somebody or they quit or something like that? I mean, either they would use the tag that they have contractual obligations to fulfill, or they just have, like, the person show up and, like, randomly walk in with no music or something like that. Like, why?
Well, there's the one difference. If you're fired, I think that the storyline that you have contractual obligations to...
Okay, and that's
fair.
But he
quit.
Absolutely, he quit. So why not just have him randomly walk in with no music from the side of the stage or something like that if he's got to appear? And obviously you're still advertising him because, you know, this is fake and everything. He didn't really quit. Then why not just have him do something like that? It's almost like...
But then he's just wrestling.
Say what?
But then he would be getting in the ring to wrestle.
So what? I mean,
but
it's the house show.
Because he quit.
I know what you're saying, but at least try to make it where you're doing something where, man, this guy quit, and all of a sudden he's stumbling back in the side of the building or something like that. I mean, if on the house shows, I mean, there's things that you could do. It's like the whole thing with the Shield, with them being arrested and charged and booked and all that stuff. It's like, why even mention what the charges were? Just have him get dragged out in handcuffs, and then they appear later on in the ambulance, because in the world of WWE, you don't really care how somebody got back. It's just what they're driving, and will they drive it over someone? I mean, that's kind of like how WWE mentally has prepared their fans. So why even bother with all the other, like, you know, random gymnastics that you're doing that don't make any sense anyway?
Well, the thing is, what they should do is just, if he quit, then stop advertising him and don't have him work the house shows. And tell the fans there that he quit. And then when you're ready to bring him back, bring him back. Like,
did they think out that
far? Is it that hard to give the guy the weekend off? I mean, is it going to sink your business that you're giving Kevin Owens 3 weeks off to sell an angle where he quit? I mean, come on. That's the bigger issue.
Why are we trying to drag logic into anything that they're doing?
Somebody here says you should take WWE storylines and read them like fables. That is a fabulous idea. Just take a lot of time to write them out. Let's read some of these text messages, and we'll try the phones again. I got some more news, too. When will he know the all-in buy rate? I'm not sure. We may never know. Depends on if they want to release it or not. I think we'll probably get it. Person says the finish of Cody Aldis was apparently the same finish Dusty won his first NWA title with. How about that? Doesn't surprise me one bit. Person says on Monday during Raw, I was rewatching All In and wondering, any idea if that stage was borrowed or something we may start seeing in Ring of Honor shows? I don't know. It's a pretty big stage. I don't know what they did. I mean, obviously they didn't get it from WWE. So, I mean, if they could very easily use it for the Madison Square Garden show for Ring of Honor, because obviously Ring of Honor was involved with All In. Oh, this is interesting. Pentagon Jr. yesterday shared an article stating that he is WWE bound. He also thanked all of his fans for their continued support. You're not supposed to do that. But there had been a lot of talk that him and Phoenix both are taking zero dates in 2019. And so the feeling was they were probably going to be headed to WWE, but now Pentagon apparently sharing an article saying he's on his way to WWE, so cross your fingers, everybody. Cross your fingers. They don't unmask him.
For what?
Make him talk.
I was just saying, which direction do you want to go with that? Hopefully he just is able to find the hard camera. I mean, because that is apparently not universal in wrestling. You know, ramps and entrance stages and theme music and stuff like that. So hopefully he gets over that learning curve over there in Florida.
Hey, listen, I got to say something. I really liked SmackDown. I loved the Daniel Bryan, Andrade Cien Almas match. There was a lot of good stuff on that show. I love the fact that R-Truth got the main event. I've been talking about that for like a month straight now. This guy is underutilized. Give the guy something. But why does Andrade Cien Almas have to try to speak English? I mean, come on. You want to know what I watched the other day besides SmackDown? I watched a Nitro from 1999, okay? It was the dumbest, most boring, lamest, wretched excuse for a wrestling show I ever saw. But you want to know what? In the middle of the misery that was that Nitro, they trotted out Berlin. The former Alex Wright. Everybody knew that it was Alex Wright. Everybody knew that he could speak English just fine. But you know what he did because he was a heel? He refused to speak English. Mm-hmm. He had a fake translator who came out there, and he would speak in German, and she would translate. The fans knew the guy could speak English, but he refused to speak in front of these fans. The heat for this. Now, granted, Berlin ended up being like a disaster or whatever. I mean, eventually he had to wrestle, and they killed everything. But this was a great character. Do you understand what I'm saying? This was a great character.
Cool theme, cool. It was a new way for them to do things at the time, but there's something very ironic, but go ahead.
So they have Zelina Vega out there. Her role is to speak for Andrade Cien Almas. Instead, she cuts her promo, and then they make him talk. He can't speak English to save his life. You can't understand a word he says. What happens? Does he get heat? No. He gets everyone going, what? What? And he's out there looking like an idiot. Why? Not everybody has to speak English to be on television. In fact, it's sometimes more powerful if they don't speak English. There's got to be a fable about this.
I don't know. What's the fable about, you know, not making everybody just another guy on the roster, or making an act just another act on the roster, too? I mean, you already had a man and woman team floundering, and then you had this one feud with that floundering team. It's just, I don't know. I scratch my head when it comes to him because he's got so much talent, and it's a package that seems that it could be utilized far better than it is, although, as someone would say, they're facing off against Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella, so who am I to say anything about how his character has developed or anything like that or what they're doing with him, but I don't know. It's just a very, it's very frustrating thing. Did you like Charlotte and Becky at least? The
actually, I did kind of like that. Yeah.
That was probably the best case scenario.
I mean, Becky was clearly the baby face.
Obviously, yeah, and that's, you know, the more they continue to play that up, the more people are going to be pushing it back, so.
This person here says, why don't you want to discuss the dismal All-In Battle Royal ratings, but you have no issue trashing the WWE ratings? Well, first off, I did discuss the ratings. Second off, that number for WGN is in no way dismal. In fact, that could be the most watched thing on WGN all week. Meanwhile, Raw, the actual rating of Raw is lower than the rating of WCW when they were canceled. So what do you want me to do? Lie? That's the numbers.
I mean, 200,000 on USA in prime time. Not that number sucks. Okay.
But this ain't USA.
That's it. It's WGN American. You remember what led into that show? It was an hour block of Cops. You see what they air. They have MASH on during the day. They have all of that sort of fare. If they can try to strike on something that gets them more viewers, I mean, that's why they tried Superstars a couple of years ago back in the first place, was to try to get some eyeballs and see if it was worth it. If this is worth it, then they're going to try to give it, I'm sure they're going to try to give it a shot, or somebody's going to try at least.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, guys. It's Kenny in Myrtle Beach. How are you doing?
What's up?
I've got a quick question, but first I wanted to offer you a little encouragement, Brian, because you seem very frustrated after last night's Raw and Nitro retro views.
Yes.
And I just want to remind you, 11 days. In 11 days, it is the 19th anniversary of Vince Russo signing with WCW.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. So I'm actually saying that, everybody.
So to all you folks out there who are kind of on the fence about getting a subscription to F4W Online, it's going to be worth it.
It's going to be worth it, everybody. Hey, I want to thank you very much for the call. Listen, I need Vince Russo to jump ship as I watch these old Monday Night War shows because I need Raw to get better and I need Nitro to get worse.
Jerry Flynn in the block? You're not. It's not the reason why you're looking forward to this?
Jerry Flynn? I mean, I've been watching Jerry Flynn every week.
Remember that? Well, yeah, but then he ended up being in the block because everybody needs something to do, so he became like was it Fight Club Jerry Flynn. So that's how we do it down here in the block.
Bruce says, Brian, I'm the guy you chopped at StarCast. That's right. I had a guy come up to me and ask to be chopped.
Did you make him pay extra?
Was just wondering what your favorite match was from All In. Also, why are you afraid of Marco Stunt?
Why are you afraid of Marco Stunt?
Dude, I'm not afraid. Listen, I'm afraid I'll kill Marco Stunt.
Yo, you hit him with like, did you call him son on Twitter?
I don't know if I called him son. I think I called him kid.
Damn.
What?
Just saying, man.
I mean, that was quite frankly, calling him kid was a compliment. I could have called him infant. Could have called him Zygot. A lot of things I could have called him. Hey, we got to go. Joey Ryan's coming up next. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Very happy today to be joined by Joey Ryan, a controversial figure here in this business today. Joey, what's going on?
Am I? Slightly, a little bit.
You know, it's funny.
I don't know.
I just got to say something real quick. If you watch Being the Elite, or if you listen to Observer Radio and Dave Meltzer tries to recap Being the Elite every week, which in some ways is more entertaining than Being the Elite.
It's true.
You know the story of Joey Ryan Hangman's boots, the whole nine yards. When after that match at All In, the music hit and these druids, these penis druids, strolled their way to the ring, I was howling. The fans were just going nuts. Everybody in the building loved this. And then I go home and I read some of the feedback on the internet. I have to say, I was surprised. And I did understand when some people said, like, well, you know, I was watching it with my kid, and then I had to have a, like, talk that was kind of a little bit, you know, a little awkward. I could understand that. But to me, it was just sort of like, I've seen so much stuff in WWE. Like, have these people never watched wrestling before? At least this made sense in the storyline. So I'll throw to you now. What were your thoughts when you were presented with this idea and the inflatables and the whole nine yards?
The inflatables.
Well,
yes.
Well, you know, we shot the murder and the recovery all at the same time. The Young Bucks, it was going to be like a week later, the recovery was going to air. And then the Young Bucks saw the footage and they're like, no, this is too good. We have to save it for a big, I don't even know if they had All In mind at the time. And then let's see how long we can draw out your death. And then they got Stephen Amell to do a bit for it. And they got, like, you know, and then it helped work into Stephen Amell and Christopher Daniels' feud for their match. So they were just, you know, like it was helping other storylines. So there was like, we're going to see how long the fan interest will last with the whodunit Joey Ryan storyline. And I guess, you know, eventually they came to the decision that we have to resolve it at All In. And I believe it was, I don't want to give the wrong person credit here. It might have been Matt or Marty who came up with the inflatable dicks idea. And they pitched it to me, and I said, sure, you know, whatever's going to help the show. But obviously inside, I was like, I knew it was going to be a really cool moment.
So, oh, man, where to begin? Did you ever, I guess, where did you come up with this idea in the first place? I mean, obviously the Joey Ryan character, I mean, it's a perfect fit. The flip spot, I guess as we'll call it, and such. I mean, how did this evolve?
Where was the seed planted?
Yeah, where was the seed planted, so to speak?
Well, I mean, the video went viral with me wrestling in Japan with the initial dick flip. You know, and I thought, okay, well, I might get a good couple months out of this where it's funny and hot and blah, blah, blah.
But, I mean, go back a little bit. Tell us about that first spot. I think you've told the story on the show before, but if you have not heard the story of the genesis of this spot, like, explain this and your thoughts as it was pitched.
I have quadruple entendres I want to use, and I can't. I'm sorry.
So I wrestled I was actually part of a six-man tag. I was on one side, and the other side was a wrestler named Dan Chikudino, who the political correctness in Japan is a little bit different. He played a lot different. He plays a gay character who kind of like catches his opponents off guard by grabbing their junk. And then when they're shocked and they're like, why is this dude grabbing my junk? He like suplexes them or dragon screw leg whips them by their penis. So that's part of his bit. When we were going to wrestle, he suggested that maybe I don't sell it. So in his broken English, he says, maybe I grab, but maybe you no sell because American cock is so big and so strong. And I was told this was going to go live on the radio, so I apologize for that language. But that was his exact quote. I'll no sell it. And then where we go from there. And then I said, well, maybe, you know, you fire up and I'll take a bump, you know, and it was all his idea, 100% Dan Chukudino's idea. And when I got, you know, when I got home and I saw the clip of the match, you know, that I'm pretty self-critical about my stuff. I always think things could look better. When I saw that 27 second clip or whatever, made me laugh, like genuinely laugh out loud. So I just cut it, put it on Twitter, left, came back in an hour, and it was on ESPN and it was on The Soup and it was on everywhere. Well, maybe not as quick as an hour, but you know, like you get the gist.
Sure. Yeah.
It got very quickly.
Now Could you have ever, I mean, I know the answer is no, but I'll ask anyway. Could you ever have imagined that one day this would lead to you walking down the aisle in front of 11,000 fans with inflatables?
Yeah.
It's completely insane.
Well, here's the thing about it is that, like I said, when I first did it, I thought I'd get a good couple months out of it and it would fade. But it's only growing. And I mean, that was nearly 3 years ago. And I feel like it's still growing, no pun intended. The popularity of it and the things I can do with it. I've now, and stuff like the inflatable penises, which were, you know, Matt or Marty or somebody's idea. Like, a lot of times when I go into matches now, my opponents, when they find out they're going to wrestle me, they're like, oh, when I found I was wrestling you, I came up with all these ideas for like dick spots. And like, you know, some of them have to be like, I can't really do that one. But a lot of them were like, yes, let's do that one. Because I, you know, it's something I didn't even think of. So now it's just become like this creative flow that like people enjoy wrestling me because they can do all these things that they can't really do with anyone else. And the ideas come from me or come from them or, you know, come whoever, wherever. And it's really kind of, I don't know, to get to where the entrance in front of the 11,000 people with inflatable penises is just like, it's one of those things where it's like isolated. It's like, how did we get here? But through like the evolution of these dick spots and this dick character, I'm like, okay, this seems about right. Cause like I said, these kind of things are happening and popping up, no pun intended, a lot now for me.
I do love that there are spots where you have to say, no, this is too ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, without getting us kicked off the air, what could possibly be too ridiculous based on what you have been doing thus far?
Sometimes people...
Maybe we shouldn't ask this question.
No, it's fine. Like, some people want to, like, take the flip by the mouth.
Oh, yeah, we can't do that. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Well, just to kind of attach on to that, because I could see some wrestlers in DDT volunteering to do something that wacky there where you were a former Iron Man champion, if I'm not mistaken. But it seems to be wrestling...
Hold on. I'm a 44-time Iron Man.
Yeah, Mike.
Sorry.
Get with the program.
Well, until he hit 69 times. I don't know. But it's with the amount of wrestlers who tend to work with each other over there, obviously they work for their home companies, but being independent contractors, they tend to have wrestler-produced cards kind of like All In was, basically, with the Cody and the Young Bucks. I don't know how well you can talk about anything that happens over there, but can you see this being something in today's landscape that we might be able to see more, maybe not on the stage of an All-In, but more of guys kind of working with each other and working with some of these bigger promoters across the country to kind of have more festivals and maybe a little bit more togetherness and trying to each drum each other up?
I mean, outside of WWE, I think right now there's a lot of, like, I know, you know, like Lucha Underground, which I'm under contract to, and like TNA and stuff, they don't, they're not really restricting their talent now. So I it seems like, and like, you know, Tessa Blanchard is, you know, just signed with WOW, who's also on Impact, you know, like kind of things. So I feel like there's a lot of, I think wrestling's becoming more like other TV shows or entertainment things where like, you know, you know, a guy, just because a guy does one movie for one company doesn't mean he can't do another movie for another company. So I think wrestling's going towards that, and I think there's a camaraderie being built, and I think there's a lot of like, not necessarily protecting the characters that people play everywhere, but there's definitely like a respect where you know, if Brian Cage is represented this way on Impact, maybe we should represent him this way in our company or whatever, or Lucha Underground or you know, whatever the company is. So there's like, so now there's not like me being Joey Ryan. Now everywhere I go, I'm going to be Joey Ryan, this character. It's not going to be like one day I'm a heel, one day I'm a face kind of thing where it used to be when independent kind of just booked for their own show. I think a lot of people just like letting these characters carry over from show to show. And for me, like, I think like All In's a big example of that. And like the first time I wrestled Cody, like you know, I'd never met him before. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, this guy's not going to want to take the dick flip. And when I talked to him, he's like, I got to take it. People are expecting it. And I can't let, I don't want to let the people down. Cause when this match is announced, which he agreed to, he already knew that people were going to be expecting the dick flip. Or the flip spot. And I'm trying to keep my language here. I think that same mentality went into All In, where, like, they had me in the storyline in this angle with Hangman, and they said, this is a big stage. It's, pay-per-view. It's a lot of people watching, but we can't censor who he is or what he does, because that's he comes as advertised everywhere he goes. So if we're advertising him, well, I guess that was a surprise, but if we're going to use him, we have to use the as advertised Joey Ryan, or else we're letting the people down.
Hey, and for Sports Byline executives, too, that's just short for the Richard Flip, which is a homage to Richard Roundtree, the former Shaft.
Yes. Joey Ryan, Taya Valkyrie, MJF Area Blake is coming up tomorrow, actually, MLWGo.com. Tell us about this show.
MLW is really fun. It's really, they have a good, it's very professionally run. And I don't mean to say that, it's super produced or overproduced, like some wrestling might be. We still have our freedoms to do what we need to get ourselves over without being micromanaged, which is like a huge blessing for somebody like myself who relies on, his shtick and creativity to kind of, it's hard for me to be, I'm very uncoachable is what I should say. Because I'm set in my ways. I know what works for me and I'm uncomfortable if I try to work around that. So it's cool that they let us be us, and the management is very encouraging and very open to our ideas and suggestions. It's not like we get shut down because it wasn't the writer's idea. If we pitch something, that's a good idea. And so that's refreshing, and I really like that. And the shows are fun. I've done a couple now. I did Orlando, and then I did Queens, and the audience in both areas are, they were awesome both times, and tomorrow's in Fort Lauderdale, which is cool that they're like a traveling brand.
I like this MJF fella. What are your thoughts on him?
Yeah.
He's like 21 years old.
I know. It was funny because, I think, I know you've had some interaction with Marco Stunt recently, but I think Marco Stunt might be older than MJF, which is hard to believe.
That's impossible. Impossible.
So that kind of blew my mind at All In when I figured that out. For being that young and that new, you can tell he's been trained well, and that he gets it. He gets the sports entertainment side as much as, he's an athletic guy. He can do some real cool things.
All right, well, stand by. We'll be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Joey Ryan joining us here today. There's a lot coming up, including MLW, which is tomorrow. They run Thursdays. War Games and a number of other matches as well. And Joey, let's talk about that show and everything else you've got coming up. Lots of big stuff.
Yeah. I got I've got MLW tomorrow in Fort Lauderdale. Then on Friday, I have Party Hard Wrestling in Phoenix, Arizona. And then Saturday, I have AAW in LaSalle, Illinois, which is like 2 hours from Chicago. And then next week, I got Bar Wrestling on the 12th and the 13th, double shot there. And then 15th, I've got First Wrestling in Minnesota, 16th Beyond Wrestling in Rhode Island. So yeah, I've got some stuff coming up. It's all on my Twitter. I post my schedule all the time.
Joey Ryan Online is the Twitter handle, at Joey Ryan Online. You know, very quickly, you were mentioning earlier about the indie scene nowadays, and it's funny that there's all these arguments about whether WWE wrestlers are independent contractors. I mean, you guys are absolutely, totally independent contractors on the indie scene. It is exactly how you described it. It's like a bunch of guys out making a bunch of different movies for different studios.
Yep.
It's incredible.
I mean, the way WWE wrestlers file their taxes would suggest that they are independent contractors.
Yes. Well, check it out, everybody, at Joey Ryan Online. MLW is tomorrow. And, of course, MLW Fusion airs on BN Sports. All that information is up on Twitter as well. Joey, thanks so much for doing the show today. Best of luck with everything, and hopefully we can have you on again soon the next time you stir up controversy.
Right, which probably won't be very long.
I was going to say maybe tomorrow. Thanks so much. And, of course, thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.